friends we meet along the way. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No Show, the Blog Talk Radio show on the RBR Network that addresses New Thought Metaphysics, which simply means a new way of thinking as we move beyond the physical and discuss the metaphysical aspects of spiritual intervention that incorporates the wisdom of yesterday with the technology of today. My name is Robert J. Lee McMillan, along with guest co-host Ms. Carrie Kelly and Brother Carl Anderson, and it is our pleasure to serve as your host and to invite spirit-filled people who know who they are to share their attitudes of greatness and to then take that information into the world, beginning with their neighborhoods, their friends, their co-workers, into the mosque, the temples, the synagogues, the shoeshine parlors, the McDonald's, and the ice cream stores, and asking the most important question that anyone can ever ask anyone, and that question is, how can I help? What can I do to help make your life better? What can I do to help you understand me a little bit more? And by extension, I then understand you more, and we are able to discuss our similarities instead of our differences. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No Show. This evening, we're going to shift a little bit from the way that we usually do things. We had a cancellation, and our good friend musical genius, Mr. Jeff Long, will join us a little bit later down the road. But tonight we're going to discuss letting God handle it. We are going to talk about how it is that we get whatever it is that we need to get, whether it's understanding, peace, relationship mending, blending of families and attitudes and direction and guidance, a work opportunity, whatever it might be. How do we get that? How do we bring that into our lives? And we know that if we pray the prayer, then Spirit will respond. Spirit always responds. So how do we then LGHI, how do we let God handle it? I have a little statement that I make, and it says, I LGHI, I let God handle it as I pray and move my feet in the direction that Spirit is guiding my steps, knowing that if it is to be, then it is up to me through the wonder-working power of the God force that is within me to make it so. And we know the same for you, that and any prayer that is ever prayed from the heart, from that space and place where an answer is expected and requested, that Spirit always provides the answer. It may not be the answer that we want to hear, but it is an answer nonetheless. So we are excited about chatting with you this evening. And a little bit later, in just a moment, we're going to hear an affirmation that I did from my mini-sermon series called In My Own Voice. And that reminds us of the importance of remembering to LGHI, to let God handle it. But at the same time, as we said earlier, that we do that, we also have to do whatever it is that Spirit is guiding us to do. And that piece that you'll hear in a little while addresses a parent's learning curve, specifically around my oldest daughter, Jackie McMillan, and her apparent need for independence at 9 months old, and the importance of all of us listening to the still small voice within. We're going to feature a discussion amongst the three of us and any of you that would like to be a part of this celebration and of this collaboration. We invite you to call in right now at 347-838-9142. Press 1, and we will bring you into this discussion. We want to know, how is it that you allow Spirit to show up in your life? What are the things that you have done during those times of challenge, those times of opportunistic need that allowed Spirit to then respond in certain ways and to make a way, as the song stylist says, out of no way? Whatever it is that you have experienced in life, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason for it, but it is up to you and it is up to me to find out, figure out, analyze, and evaluate what that might be. Even as we at the same time know that everything does work together for good for those who love the Lord, law, metaphysically, the word Lord means law, and are called, metaphysically, that word means invited according to his or spirit's divine purpose. And what is our divine purpose? To be the best that we can be, to have all that we can have, and to do everything for anyone that wants for us to do that at the time that they want it in the way that we can do it. And so we're excited about having you join us tonight. For those of you who are online with us via the World Wide Web on the Linford Broadcast Network, we invite you to go into the chat room. I've already opened the chat room so that we can accept your questions. People are already typing, and we look forward to answering some of those questions. And the interesting thing about whatever the question is that you have, somebody else had that same question, and they were just too shy or timid or hesitant or beaten up and challenged by life to ask it. Now, you know what I mean by that. You've been there, too, with that same type of situation. You've had those struggles and those opportunities to do something differently in a different way and to then just turn within when you didn't have anywhere else to go. And once you turned within, then spirit, universal impersonal principle, the God force, did that which was necessary to bring you what you needed at the time. And so those are the things that we're going to talk about. Again, if you're already on the telephone line with us and you want at any point, any time, to question or to make a statement relative to anything that is said or anything that is a part of your heart chakra, that is within your mind stream, simply hit one and we will bring you into that foray. I want to talk to you for just a couple of seconds about what New Thought Metaphysics and the New Thought Metaphysical Movement mean to me. The New Thought Metaphysical Movement to me is inclusive as opposed to being exclusive. It allows any and everyone to believe whatever it is that they believe and allows for us to represent ourselves in whatever way we need to do that. The New Thought Metaphysical Movement is the best thing for me since sliced bread, and I believe it's the best thing for people of color, poor people, the disenfranchised, and others who have been marginalized and kicked to the curb by society in general, mainstream society, educational institutions, and other well-intentioned but misinformed organizations, groups, and individuals. The NTM, or the New Thought Metaphysical Movement, offers free education, self-motivation, a way out of self-inflicted pain and misery, and an opportunity to pull oneself up by one's own bootstraps and sometimes shoestrings if one will but just keep on keeping on, keep on hanging on in spite of failures, misunderstandings, self and societal isolation, and what I call SC&C SSB. Well, what is that, Mr. Mack? Well, SC&C SSB stands for subconscious and conscious self-sabotaging behavior. I can see you through the phones and on the line shaking your heads in acknowledgement of that. Through small but insignificant movements that come our way, and they're insignificant only to the point that we then make them big, and then they become big. So then they become significant. But then what we are given is an opportunity to overcome. So those then become significant overcomings that we have on a regular basis. And by placing one foot in front of the other and maintaining our spiritual discipline, one is led to understanding and overcoming through SA, or spiritual awareness, IJ, or intuitive judgment, and SDSU, or spiritual discipline and spiritual understanding that leads us to our own individual promised land. By crafting and creating our own personal MS, our mission statements, we create a canvas to paint our own personal Mona Lisas, Monets, and the ability to gift the world with beauty, peace, love, light, healing, understanding, empathy, and joy. No small task, but one that is easily attainable when we realize that we are not alone, that God has our backs, and that one alone with God is always a majority. The NTMM is inclusive. The New Thought Metaphysical Movement is inclusive and eclectic. It is unobtrusive yet intensely personal, in your face and up front, close and personal. The NTMM makes sense out of the senseless, brings understanding, order, wisdom, direction, and guidance to wayward souls, direction to the directionless, meaning to the wayward soul flogging about and bobbing up and down and about to drown in the sea of life. Have you ever been there? I know you have. If you're over 3 or 4 years of age, you've had some challenges in this lifetime, not to mention all of the others. The NTMM, the New Thought Metaphysical Movement, offers direction to the directionless, a home to the homeless, discipline to the wayward, and solace to the misunderstood. It is a way out of no way through grace, goodness, growth, and love. It is freedom in the midst of bondage, an open cell to the captive, and a banquet table full of food, a ring on each hand, and the welcome words, "You are my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased." Your sins, your challenges, were but opportunities for growth and for personal expansion. You fought a good fight. You overcame ignorance, misunderstanding, and you turned your face like a flower turns itself to the sun of awareness, to guidance from within, to direction, to peace, to healing and wholeness, goodness and grace and love. All is well and it is well, Spirit says, in your soul and in your world right now. Love and wisdom are now your fellow travelers down the pathway of life to illumine the path for others who are walking in darkness, afraid of their own shadows and confused by ignorance and serious pain, not realizing that there is a way out until you their way and until you ignited their hearts with love, understanding, grace, and joy. All is well, and it is well in your soul, in your mind, and in your world. Life, ladies and gentlemen, is all about the overcoming. Life is about receiving and giving joy, peace, goodness, and grace. Life is about healing and making whole, becoming one with all that is beauty, love, joy, peace, understanding, grace, and goodness. And for now, as Esther Hicks of Abraham Hicks says, we are complete. And I want to open the lines now to Carrie Kelly and to Carl Anderson for them to respond. And again, I invite you all, if you would like to make a comment or if you have a question to ask, then please press 1 on your phone and we will do our very best to get to that question. Carl, good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. And please share with us what your thoughts are relative to the reading and the words that I shared a moment ago.
Well, I have to begin with my feelings about what you said, and they were profound, and I hope the audience, I hope anybody and everybody listening in got as much from that reading that I did. It says so much about whole area of religion, religious thought, spirituality, especially the new thought, which is not new, it's just a synthesizing of the new and the old, or the new with the old. And it's powerful. It was powerful, and I can move on now and say that my additional thought, when you earlier mentioned the subject that we were going to deal with, sort of went to my section. You emphasized the fact that there are several, or maybe even many, disciplines of new thought activity and new thought learning, new thought teaching and presentation and units. And mine happens to be Unity Center of Light, Unity Center of Christianity. And I just want everybody to understand that I understand that there's several, so I'm not being partial. I'm just speaking from my experience. But within Unity, it calls itself, as a matter of fact, I remember seeing the small pamphlet that says, Unity teaches a practical Christianity. Uh-huh. And uh-huh. I always think about the practicality of using what we learn.
Mm-hmm.
In new thought especially,
mm-hmm.
and using means use, and use itself means it's practical.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at the first thought should remember and remind ourselves that what we are learning, we should use, and that
Absolutely.
We can use what we are learning. So it's available to us as a tool, and as a tool for venturing this journey of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just remember this first when we encounter the next step of our journey, then it's going to be easier to move through that journey. And the second thing I thought of when you mentioned that was so recent as... as recent as yesterday, in the Daily Word, which is the booklet that's put out, sponsored and put out by the Unity Center, and many people know of it and don't know that it's connected to Unity, but it is. But whether you're in Unity or not, it is a wonderful place for daily guidance.
Absolutely.
And yesterday, the word was a traveler's eyes,
mm-hmm.
and it was talking about the difference between being a traveler and a tourist.
Mm-hmm.
And the writer mentioned that the tourist plans out what he wants to see when he visits wherever, New York, Chicago, Rome, Paris, wherever, Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of plan out the things that you want to see when you're visiting there, and that's good. But usually when you get there, you will see what you came to see.
Right.
But the traveler is on a journey, as we are on this journey of life.
Mm-hmm.
And the traveler doesn't necessarily plan every move, but just goes on the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And the traveler will see what's before him to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
Therefore, experience, he will feel more of his trip. And when you feel more, you learn more.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like that. I think of that not in just the beautiful words, but the practicality of it. If mm-hmm. we just take life step by step and step out there and move on, but be alert and be aware that we are learning from whatever experience, whatever event, whatever person that we encounter is a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that kind of usefulness, it's that kind of practical use of what we learn in New Thought, which is old thought, but up to date, and so that we can accept old religious and spiritual notions with all that's been adding on since they were written about. For example, it's all in the Bible, but we've had a lot of experiences since those were written down. So now we've kind of expanded and added on, and we're not gonna let what we have learned since then kind of ease away from our minds. We're going to add it on to our database, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Our spiritual database.
Absolutely.
And use it as we go along. So it's just the practicality of what we study and what we use just came to me from the title of your program tonight and from your everything you said in your opening statement.
Thank you. Very, very much appreciated. Bishop Desmond Tutu, as you all know, wrote a wonderful book, and the title of that book, which shook a lot of people up, and that probably was his intent, was God is Not a Christian. And the subtitle said, Even Though I Am. Well, of course, a lot of people didn't get to the subtitle, but he was right on the money in talking about the fact that oneness, spirituality is what it's all about. Christianity is one of the religions of man. Mr. Houston, W. Houston, wrote a wonderful book. If you want to get a book about all of the various philosophies, W. Houston, H-U-S-T-O-N, The Religions of Man, and you will see them listed there from whence they came and how it is that they came about. But what we are all really about and what this evening tonight is about is our oneness, our sameness, our universality, and expressing to everybody that regardless of wherever it is that you are my brother, you are my sister, we are one. And if I can assist you in any way in moving forward, then that is what I want to do. But I want to use terminology that you are comfortable with to make that happen if I can. Now, if on the other hand I am not able to do that, then not a problem. We went as far as we could go, and then you will go somewhere else, and I will go somewhere else, and someone else will take us farther. Carrie Kelly, I know that you are just chomping at the bit to jump in here and get in on this good stuff, so I want to give you that opportunity while I at the same time thank Brother Carl. Miss Carrie, good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much for this topic and this opportunity to discuss this. What I really love about what you read about the New Thought Metaphysical Movement was the fact that it's inclusive rather than exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And then the piece about where you gave the definition of Lord being law, and the definition of call being an invitation. I love to be invited versus coerced or, you know, threatened and fear-based into a spiritual mindset, you know. And so I love the philosophy of the metaphysical movement being inclusive and an invitation. And so I also love the point that Mr. Anderson brought up about it being practical, you know, being mm-hmm. able to actually put to use and put to work the knowledge that you have, because mm-hmm. there's nothing worse than having a knowledge without a usefulness for it, or knowing there needs to be a job done but not knowing how to do it or where to find the information that is needed to get the job done.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that it's a synthesis of old thought as well as a new way to look at old thought as we mm-hmm. add it to our database for information that comes to us through our own life experiences, showing up when we need it most. And our ability to actually let God handle it when we get to the point where we can't no longer do our part.
Mm-hmm.
So this Absolutely. Is a beautiful, this is a beautiful subject. So thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you all for being a part of this experience and for all of the guidance that both of you always offer me, and the way that you support me and allow me to do things and your springboards that I can bounce off of. You are sounding boards that I can talk to and then get feedback and a lot of times that is not the type of feedback that is in agreement with me. And I love that, because then it means that we are having an opportunity to conversate about things. And then we hear each other's stories and sides. And regardless of where it is that we are from, there's only one God. There's only one universal and impersonal principle, regardless of the name that we give it, how it is that we worship it. And so if we can talk about our similarities and how it is that this thing has worked for us and how it has worked for our children and how it has worked for other people. And as you all know, those three words that are so key and important to me, serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality, meaning that there are no accidents in life. There are only spiritual opportunities that show up. And a lot of the times, actually most of the time, when they show up in my life, they show up dressed in work clothes. They show up as things that I now have to do in order to get over. They show up as places that I now have to get up out of my warm bed and go to in order to get whatever it is that I need to get. And sometimes to even support or help someone that I don't understand why I'm helping or supporting them. But as I do those things that I don't even understand at the moment, the understanding comes. And I then see why it is that I am wherever it is that I am. I then see why it is that I was asked by Spirit, because Spirit never demands of us anything. It is strictly up to us. It is our choice. And then it is up to us to whether or not we will follow through or not. But I want to ask the question that was asked by one of our listeners a moment ago in the chat room, and that question is, why is it that we don't follow the guidance of Spirit more often than we do? And I want to put that out to you all to give me feedback, and our person that just asked that question, excuse me, and then I'll give my response to that, to what I think is my answer, because that's all I can ever give is what my answer is. Why do you all think that is?
That question adds on to Carrie's thought, that adds on to what we're talking about in usefulness and practicality in this way for me. She said, it not only comes to us, our guidance, It not only comes to us, but it comes to us when we need it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking maybe an answer to the caller, the questioner, that maybe that's why we shouldn't tell God what to tell us, what to give us in terms of what we pray for, but
uh-huh.
accept what what God sends, because there may be a greater lesson that you need to learn when you so-called don't follow Spirit. You may be being guided to encounter this larger lesson that you need for the moment.
Uh-huh.
So don't be down on yourself when you make these, what we might say is a little mistake, an error.
Uh-huh.
Don't put yourself down, just do some rethinking.
Oh,
you
wow.
know, I encountered this for some reason, and I had prayed about it, and I thought God was going to send me what I asked for, but I got something else. Well, you know, the something else may be what you need.
Ah.
For your growth and development.
Interesting. Wow, wow, wow. What do you think about that, Carrie? What is your answer to the caller's question?
Well, what I will say, it has been my experience that when I have heard the guidance, gotten or received guidance that I did not follow, when I look back at the way the guidance showed up, I find in my own life that sometimes I second guess, third guess, fifth guess, 20th guess. The information that's coming to me because of all the competing voices that life experience will bring you. And uh-huh. then it's hindsight that lets you know what the guidance was actually leading you to do or say. For example, uh-huh. you always get those nudges or twinges when a phone is ringing, and or you'll get some of that, I should call so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't call so-and-so that day, that time, when they're on your mind, and then you hear about something happening to so-and-so, the first thing you think of is, something told me to call so-and-so,
right.
and I didn't do, you know?
Right, that's right.
And so, but it's usually because, yeah, okay, I'll call so-and-so, but first I got to do this. Oh, I'm going to call so-and-so, but, oh, somebody else is calling. Oh, I got to send this email. Oh, I got to run to the grocery store. You got all these other things going on, and there's that nagging little piece of you that knows that you need to call so-and-so, but you get distracted. So, you know, it's the distractions that I have experienced that will allow me not to follow the guidance as often as I should. But with that said, I will say that because of those lessons, now when I get nudges about calling or doing or something, mm-hmm. I make it a point to get that done because of the lessons that I have learned.
Amen.
Mm. Mm. Interesting. Interesting. That is awesome, Carrie. Carrie Kelly, that's good stuff. That is really, really, really good stuff. And now I will lend my two cents to the conversation as well. And let me start, as they say to us in one of the meetings that I go to, anywhere but the beginning. So let me start at the end with what Carrie said, and that's, I call that spiritual awareness, Carrie. I say that whenever it is that we walk into a room, we should be spiritually aware of whatever it is that is happening in that room, to the extent that we send forth the presence that is within us to walk into that room even before we go in, even before we get out of our cars, even before we put our feet on the floor in the morning, relative to getting up and starting our day. I start my day with prayer, planning, and solitude, and meditation, and reading. But however it is that people start their day, starting it in that way, a friend of mine in this area says that he starts his day with an attitude of gratitude, being grateful for, and then being grateful for whatever it is that he is grateful for at that moment, then brings more things that he can then be grateful for. So I like all of those. The other thing is to, regardless of whatever faith walk we are in, there are some things there that are similar to other folks' faith walks as well. Talk about whatever your similarities are. Let go of your differences to the extent that you can. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, if there's an area where somebody is just going to stay and lock in on that particular point and they can't move, then so be it. Bid them well. And go on and do whatever it is that you need to do, because you did what was yours to do, which was to share to the extent that you were allowed to share. That person shared to the extent that they allowed themselves to share. So now you have done what was required of you, and they did what they could do. So now you go on about your day, and you move in the direction that Spirit is guiding your steps. There's a term that we have in New Thought Metaphysics, and it's called outlining. And that's what you were talking about a little bit earlier, Carl, when we tell God not only what it is that we want, and in some instances perhaps even who it is that we want, but then we go even further and we say, and look, I want for him or her to have blank, 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 and I want for them to drive blank, 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 and I need for them to have attended blank, blank, blank college, so forth and so on, and, you know, to belong to this country club, that country club, whatever. We are then outlining, as opposed to doing what you were talking about earlier, Carl, in my opinion, which is to let God handle it, and to know that whatever it is that is brought into your experience at this particular time is not only for that person's growth, but it is for yours as well. So learn the lesson, even if the lesson means letting go and letting God. Everyone is not meant for everyone at that particular time. So it could very well be that yours is to allow that person to come in, you learn from them, they learn from you, and then both of you move on. And it's absolutely okay. When I was in Washington, D.C., I had wonderful friends there who were involved in other faith walks, other different names and other disciplines. But they would come to hear me speak, and I would go to the various functions that they would put on. And one of those was my dear friend Diane O. In Washington, D.C., and we would always go to Howard Chapel whenever it was that I was off and not speaking and available to do so, because they would always have phenomenal people there who would share nuggets that were applicable to every facet of life that anyone could ever want to know about. Now, did that mean that all of their philosophy was totally in agreement with me? No. But did that matter? No, it mattered not, because we were there to learn and grow with and from each other, and to then move forward in wonder-filled and wonderful ways, and that is what we did. So I think that we need to, all of us, need to do some rethinking and reframing, which is also what I think you were saying, Carl, about how it is that we are going to show up in the world. And whether or not we are going to tell people, well, you have to be this way or you have to be that way. No, allow people to be whoever it is that they are. And we do the same. And to those people that will allow us to be the same, we can link, we can yoke, and we can walk together down spiritual lover's lane and be okay with it. Guys, I'm going to ask you to stand by for just a moment. I want to remind all of our listeners, those both with us on via the telephone and those online, that this is the Winford Broadcast Network. We have many, many phenomenal programs for your listening pleasure, one of which comes on this evening at 8:30 p.m., and it is The Laws of Material Wealth with James Renford Powell at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. All of our programs are relative to Central Standard Time, and we know that you will enjoy that program. On Thursdays, we have the Progressive News Weekly program at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, hosted by Daryl Clark from New York, and moderated and co-hosted by Cecil McDaniel, who is also the director of the Renford Broadcast Network and Renford Broadcast Radio. All right, and that one comes on at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday. On Thursday, again, the Searchers Roadmap Show at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time is hosted by my own moderator, Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lakes, Colorado. The Searchers Roadmap was the first RVR show and thus is the longest-running show. Rhonda is a healer and often hosts shamans from around the world at her home 9,000 feet up the mountains of Colorado. The Dream Vision 7 show at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on Thursday is hosted by Deborah Bouvet from Boston, Massachusetts. Deborah controls a network which broadcasts from an NBC station in Boston and from the Internet. Her network is made up of over 100 hosts with a listener base in over 125 countries. On Saturday, we have Soultown, the Sound of Music, broadcast at 3 p.m., hosted from Memphis, Tennessee by Reginald Jenkins. Reginald was a founding member and CEO of Soundtown Records, and he features musicians from around the world, but with emphasis on the rich musical center of Memphis. So we have so many programs, ladies and gentlemen, that you want to always come back and visit with us, and that way you will know exactly what it is that is available to you and when, so that you can move forward in wonder-filled and wonderful ways. Carl, let me come back to you for a moment. I am very much enjoying our conversation, and in just a moment I am going to showcase for you all one of our affirmations and methodologies that is relative to one of my family members, my oldest daughter, as a matter of fact, and how it is that the spirituality showed up in my world with the simplest thing. And that's what I think is really important about all of this, Carl, is that the fact that it is so simple and so easy. We don't have to have a PhD in order to understand this work, do we?
That is so true. It can be so simple as one sentence in terms of what you were just saying a few minutes ago about when meeting people with different thoughts and different ways of looking at life and expressing their own faith and religion, all of that. And I thought of my favorite one-sentence prayer that is useful for meeting any event, any steps that we take, are about to take, and that is, I am open and receptive to God's living spirit of truth. So whatever comes, you've just prepared yourself in the simplest way. To not be argumentative or not even to feel that you have to argue with another person's point of view.
Uh-huh.
And it just makes life so, the other word you used is simple, you know, because you don't feel stress. You don't feel the stress of having to outdo somebody or outthink somebody. You're open and receptive to whatever is coming.
Right.
And to be open and receptive just means you're open to hearing what they have to say. And being receptive doesn't mean you have to agree. It just means
right.
you're open and receptive
That's
to
right.
the next event,
That's
the next person that comes along.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Very well said. Carrie, what thoughts do you have relative to that subject?
Well, I definitely like simple, and I'm glad you don't have to have a PhD to get through this information, because I would definitely not make it through. But I really love what Mr. Anderson said, the prayer, that I am open and receptive to the living spirit of truth, which is what the key part for me there was, the living spirit of truth. Because, you know, when it's alive, it can change. There's a growth process that you know, because what may be true for one today may change, truth may change, or what appears to be the truth today may show up as not so true later on down the road. For example, there was a time when everybody thought that the world was flat.
Mm-hmm.
And for eons and decades, that was what was true, until there was a point where it was revealed that that was not true.
Mm-hmm.
So the open and receptive part is important, so that when the truth is revealed, because what I realize is that truth is always true. You know, the world never was flat. It was just that people thought it was, and everybody bought into that. But when you are open to receive what really is true, it does make a humongous difference. And the simple piece of being open to receive the truth,
right.
it is a very... I really love that piece where, you know, you can be open to receive the invitation. Because the thing about an invitation, usually it comes with an RSVP card so that you can let someone know whether you will attend or will be missing that one, that event.
That's right.
And so
That's
you
right.
have a choice. You have
That's
a
right.
choice
That's
there.
Right.
So...
Awesome.
You know, just receiving doesn't necessarily mean you have to agree, because sometimes it's, you know, really not agreeable to a person. So,
That's right.
you know,
That's
there's
right.
that.
That's excellent. I love the piece that Charles Fillmore gave us when he said, Charles Fillmore is the co-founder of Unity. And the same thing has been said by Science of Mind and by the Baptists and by Church of God in Christ and any and everybody else, just in a different way. But Charles Fillmore said, "I reserve the right to change my mind tomorrow based upon information that I receive today." That means, listen, I am not locked into anything. If Spirit wants for me to go another way and shows me that that is the way that I need to go, you know what? I'm there. I'm going. I'm moving in that direction. I'm going to make things what they need to be. Guys, I'm going to ask you to stand by for a moment, because what I want to do is to play this piece for you that we talked about a little bit earlier, so that you can hear and have an idea of some of the things and the ways that we can use this information that is ours, some of the things and some of the ways that we can allow the Spirit of God to work within us to facilitate things not only for ourselves but for others as well, but only when we are spiritually aware. And we don't have to be spiritually aware at the moment. We can come back and grab it a little bit later, but it does require that we come back at some point and get it, because if we don't, there is a problem. Listen to this.
Let God handle it. I-L-H-I, as I pray and move my feet in the direction that Spirit is guiding my steps. I-L-G-H-I. I let God handle it. As I pray and move my feet in the direction that Spirit is guiding my steps. I-L-G-H-I. I let God handle it. As I pray and move my feet in the direction that Spirit is guiding my steps. What is the purpose of this affirmation? The purpose of this affirmation is to remind us that nature abhors a vacuum. Either we have something positive or something negative in our mind space. And as New Thought metaphysicians, we choose to make it positive, whether we believe it at the moment or not. We use what I call SRT, or spiritual replacement therapy, to have a positive picture in our mind's eye, and we replace any images that are not positive to help us remember who it is that we are and who the people are that we are treating or praying with, and therefore saying to myself at those times of weakness, I-L-G-H-I, is enough to bring me back to the truth that I know. To LGHI is not to be absolved from personal involvement. To LGHI is to remind myself to bring God into every situation and circumstance, regardless of how large or small, immediately. And as I do so, there is a sense of relief, but not release, because I know that God will work with me, but not for me. God is not into enabler-dependent relationships, and for that we should all be extremely grateful. In life, we move from dependence to independence to interdependence, and spiritual knowledge helps us to appreciate even more that we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, supporters, helpers. And that my job is to support you as best I can in whatever way you will allow that to come about. My oldest daughter on this side of the curtain of life is 31 years young as of this writing. And when she was 9 months old, her mother and I took her to Stride Light to have her little feet fitted, and to see what her early initial response to having hard-soled shoes versus her soft baby-soled shoes would be, and how much I was going to have to pay for those tiny little white baby combat boots once she was ready. But, of course, that was not for several months to come. The lady that was our representative was very kind and made Jackie laugh and bounce even more than normal. Although she was finally able to get the shoes on her feet and stood her up to balance the weight. Once she stood up and Jackie shifted her weight from one little leg to the other, my baby girl looked back at me, gave me a huge smile, and took off walking across the floor to the other side, and then smartly waited until I ran over to where she was and then turned her around so that she could come back for the return trip, which she did. We could not believe it because we had no idea of her capabilities or her apparent need for immediate independence. We, too, are operating with our baby's soft-soled shoes, just waiting for those hard-soled shoes to come so that we, too, through spiritual help, can stand, steady our balance, smile, and then take off in the direction of the good that God has waiting for us across the room and across the universe. I thought that my deciding to go to the store at this particular time made no sense and that it was just a whim until I saw the outcome of my decision to follow the guidance of Spirit, which I did not recognize at the time as the guidance of Spirit. How many spiritual opportunities do we blow by not recognizing and then following the guidance that is waiting for us? The logical question then is, how do we recognize that guidance or even more importantly, how do we activate that presence in our lives so that whether we will recognize it or not, it is still active on our behalf? Here is the answer. We LGHI everything, and especially those things that we have deemed urgent and important. Jack Bowen, the late minister from Detroit, Michigan, said, "The mastermind principle, or God, always works. Therefore, I use it when I need it, and I use it when I don't need it, so that just in case I happen to need it, it's already working." When our first thought is, "Okay, God, you got this," in other words, I, LGHI, then we move into the phase of continued affirmative prayer, which then says, "As I pray and move my feet in the direction that Spirit is guiding my steps." And from there, what do? We now move into the final phase that can be very challenging for many of us, the author included, as we listen and watch for a sign or an indication of whatever it is that is ours to do, with expectancy but not anxiety. Why is that so important? It is so important because if we are anxious or nervous, then we are not trusting and believing. And for this to work, our faith must not falter. In New Thought Metaphysics, we say, "I expect unexpected good." And so at times like these, like the challenge of whatever it is that is confronting you, use this affirmation. Simply go back to I-L-G-H-I, and immediately when you do so, that feeling of release and relief will flood your soul, and you will know that you are connected to Source and that all is well. Are there going to be times of weakness and questioning? Absolutely, dear friend. However, our God is big enough to be questioned and to then remind us of other times in our lives when we have been delivered, and we will know and we will remember that we were given the answer then and that this time is no different. The names of the actresses on the stage called life may have changed, but everything else is the same. Remember how you were brought through before, and give thanks for being brought through again, and then just let God handle it. I-L-G-H-I.
I-L-G-H-I. I-L-G-H-I. Guys, I don't know if you all were able to hear that or not. We had a little glitch in our giddy up there. Were you all able to hear that at all?
I certainly
yes.
heard it.
I heard yes. it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. All right. Right quickly, what are your thoughts on that in the last 30 seconds that we have?
I'll take my 30 seconds to say powerful.
Excellent. Thank you, Brother Carl. And thank you for being here. Miss Carrie.
I second that. It was awesome, and I love the story of the little Jackie. That was just precious.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, I am so appreciative that you all decided to spend your LPEs, your life's precious energy, with us this evening. Thanks so much to Carl Anderson, to Carrie Kelly, and to all of you who joined us both online and on the telephone. We appreciate who it is that you are. For those who sent in questions, we trust that your questions were answered. If you'd like a copy of the LGHI, then send me a note, robcmcm@aol.com, and I'll be happy to forward that to you. Next week, we have who? We have Reverend Burnett Lee Jones. And we are looking forward. That's on the 29th, guys. So get ready to have some good stuff going on that time as well. Thanks so much, everybody. Take care. We'll see you soon. God bless. Create a great day. Thanks so much, all. Everybody out. We'll see you.